UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I got to admit, your boy Mapin just took the L of the decade, probably. And I'm so embarrassed to admit it. We'll talk about that later. Steve Rummage on vacation, Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Okay, I am intrigued now. Oh. What is this L?
Listen.
What happened?
I'm not going to start the show straight off the L topic, but here's the thing. Everybody who wants Marcus to take an L, stay tuned. Like I said, and here's the thing. I don't mind the secret. You know, people like hate watch your social media, and they hate watch you a little bit. And that damn Nikki Valvano, what do you call it? You always say it. Family, you got this job because
nepotism.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. You are a nepotism child. You know, so there's some people that just hate. They just know that your job is so easy and they can do your job. And they just hate watch you. They wait for you to mess up on a sports center. They wait for you to just do the last mistake for Marcus and Steve to get tired of you and open up. By the way, one of the other thoughts this morning, we need a lady to be employed here. So when you listen to the commercial.
Well, we have one. We have Avery, but we need backup.
I'm sorry. Avery, I didn't mean like that. But
to your point.
Listen, this place is going to fall apart if we don't have a woman with special, you know, care skills, a natural nurturing woman in this environment, or we're not going to make it. When y'all listen to the ladies that have good sales, I don't want to say experience, sales ability. And if you believe in your ability, apply for a position here at ESPN Louisville. Okay, I accidentally unplugged the YouTube camera. Thank goodness it's not on already. There it is. Boom.
Are we up? Are we live?
This is just worse. I don't know what I just did. Restore default. Sorry about that, Nikki.
By the way, I'm an idiot. Yesterday we were talking about water.
Uh-huh.
And I thought you said avian. It's, you know, I've heard of.
Avion.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, I know that water brand. Like, I'm thinking it was, like, spelled, like, birds and
did
stuff.
Did that come back and hit you later on or
yeah,
something?
Yeah,
or did
I forgot.
Somebody make fun of you?
No, I forgot where. I think. No, you know what? On the Made for the Ville stream,
uh-huh,
the Midnight Show, I saw the
why don't you ever stop in and say hello?
I know. I need to do that. I need to do that more. I've been meaning to do that. Yesterday it was Jamie's birthday, so we had dinner, and then right before going to bed, I went to bed a little late. I saw the little screenshot.
Yep.
There we go. And I saw your Evian bottle, and I was like, "Oh, that's what he was drinking."
What he
I'm
meant.
A dumbass. Like, Yeah, like, and then that was like my last thought before going to bed. I was like, Evian water. And then like, yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, now YouTube channel is up and rolling. The picture quality isn't quite the best at the moment. You know, it takes a second for you to get set up a little nicer than normal. Okay, now there you go. So, Nikki, your boy Maben, for those of you who hate watch and want to see Maben take a loss or be humbled, I'll confess about the L I took this morning. Also, Nikki, I asked you to deliver a special assignment. Speaking of losses, I had a conversation with Steve. I didn't like what he told me. And you should have heard the disappointment in Steve's voice when he said it. He said, Marcus, we're only a 3-point favorite at Syracuse. I said, oh. I said, don't give me that, Steve. Not this morning. He said, I know. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to be great. But I don't like that. Okay, so, Nikki, are you going to go to ESPN.com and use the FPI? Because I need somebody to tell me, are the odds out on, like, are like way too early odds for the season out, or is that just for game one odds for Louisville Syracuse? And like I said, I'm not a good guy at finding odds.
I'm going to Vegas Insider to see what we got from them. They're usually a
okay. Vegas Insider, go-to. Louisville football. Tell me what are they talking about? Because I want to know what their impression is.
Wow, 500-1 won the national championship for what it's worth.
Start throwing out slick shots at my card.
No, I'm just saying it was there. It was the first one that popped up. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, so yeah. you don't see a Syracuse.
No, I just have the season total for wins at five and a half.
We're at
over five. The over under is 5.5.
5.5 over under. Okay.
Yeah,
coach, you heard that?
25 to win the ACC championship, which I don't.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's terrible. Let's see here. Malik Cunningham, 50-1. Heisman.
He should get better odds than that. Y'all know Lamar Jackson played here.
Tyon Evans, 200-1.
Tyon Evans has Heisman odds?
Yeah, 200-1 for what it's worth.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any yet for the game. I'm going to keep scrolling.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Hit the FPI, the ESPN. That's the predictor, right?
Yeah. The Football Power Index has Louisville they're predicting about a 6-6 season. And of course, it just refreshed on me.
Texter says it will go up. It's already at 3.5. Okay, Texter, where did you get it from? All you have to do is type, wait a minute, 10-14, 10-16. Sorry, y'all are trying to train me. And I'm not good with the odds. So if you have information about where I can get the I want Nikki to be able to read a legitimate point spread for the Syracuse. 3.5, you get 3-4. And I say 3-4 because in the Marcus PI, you know how they say home court advantage or home field advantage is worth 3 points?
Right.
I change it based on how awkward it is and how different the stadium is to play in. So some stadiums, if they're like your stadium, I'll give a 3-point change. Like if your stadium's grass, our stadium's grass, you know, I'll leave it at a square 3 points. But if I'm turf and you're like Miami dug up dumpy grass or something, then I'm gonna make that a 4-point swing, you know, as far as home court. Depends on where you look. Where should I be looking at? Where's channel Nikki to look somewhere for particular? So are you looking at FPI?
Yeah, I'm looking at. Well, sorry, I'm falling down this FPI wormhole. Interesting to note, the ACC preseason poll mm-hmm. came out, and Louisville was fourth.
That's ESPN. I saw that.
In the Atlantic. But according to the FBI or FPI, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. they're eighth in the whole conference. They're behind FSU, which they were predicted ahead of in the Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
Because the only teams ahead of them were Clemson, NC State, and Wake Forest.
Okay.
So, interesting little nugget there. That in the FPI, the Noles are actually ahead of the Cardinals, even though in the prediction that UofL was predicted to do better in the Atlantic.
They're all stupid. I don't care anything about them. Everybody who has this behind fifth is stupid.
For Miami predicted to win the Coastal. Not much of a surprise there.
The texter says I have 3.5. It's an offshore official.
there we go.
Places I looked have -3. It's -115 odds.
Major gato.
So it's leaning up to -3.5. My bookie site has 3.5. This is awesome. I didn't know how many degenerates we had listening to the show. You can always tell you're not a gambler when you just like to call everybody right. degenerate. Since that's the only word I know to say. And I wish I gambled. Golly. And here's the thing. Going to the penny slots at Derby City Gaming, I had a blast. So.
I mean, you win one time, a decent amount of money at I'm talking like more than $20 at a slot machine. Suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly your opinion on slots changes.
Yeah. And listen, my goal is to.
And they're not slot machines. They're historical racing machines.
Right, right. My goal is to break even. Yeah, I go to the casino with the goal. Actually, I don't say this. I say I want to eat and drink for free. That's breaking even. Now, if you eat and drink for free over in Indiana or at the slots, it was a win. It was a big time win night. Limit the losses. I hate, don't go get cleaned out, whatever you do.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Don't legalize it in Kentucky, !! I agree with that. Look, whatever you do, do not go to a casino and come back with just your spirit in your hand. Just, yeah, it's the
worst. I mean, you gotta think, you know what I think of it? I think of it as an expensive cover charge. Like, you just go there, any night that I've been happy when I've left the casino, so when I had a number in my head, I was like, all right, I'm going to lose this tonight.
Yep.
Like, but this is the cost for me to have a fun with my friends, get some cheap drinks, and maybe one of us leaves with a little jingle jangle. And you know, but that's it. It's an expensive cover charge.
Somebody's going to have to pay for tonight, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you go with somebody, the winner.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. If you win big, you got to buy at least a round. Yeah. At least a round. I mean, round. Yeah.
This night's on you. Marcus, I placed a bet for Jalen to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Hey, there we go. I wonder what those odds were. Oh, I wonder.
Texter.
Text him what those odds are. I want to know where you got those.
I want a picture of that so I can send it to Jalen.
The FBI, by the way, for the ACC. Clemson, #1. Miami, #2. UNC and Pitt tied for 3.
Okay. UNC, Pitt.
NC State, Wake Forest, FSU, then Louisville, and then there's a pretty big drop off. UVA, BC, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, and Duke.
I don't like that prediction, but I'm not. It's like one of those. If Coach Satterfield has been putting together what we're hoping, I think it's a big swing. I don't think it's going to be 6 wins. Like, I think we smash it, or we end up on the down end of it.
Well, I'm gonna pull up the sound. I should have pulled it up earlier, but Phil Steele, esteemed college football author, joined the Take with Andy Sweeney yesterday.
I made fun of them. I made fun of them yesterday. I played it last night.
Okay. Yeah. Clip.
Yes. Not only did I make fun of them, but Nikki, I have to address this. Play that clip, please, because I want to hear it.
Okay. All right.
Because I want you to hear something, Nikki. And I got a bone to pick. Middays with Marcus Maven, audience. I have a bone to pick. And Nick is going to hear. Nick is going to know exactly what bone I have to pick when he plays this sound. Midnighters, I'm sorry. I hate to keep on bringing it up, but I feel like we just did a radio show a couple of hours ago. Midnighters, don't spoil it. Let's see if Nikki knows what's going on. Come on, Nikki. Play that Phil Steele clip. Joining the Take. Come on, Nikki. 5, 4.
It's loading. It's loading. give me a second. I'm sorry.
I was going to tap dance. And then listen, after the commercial break, I'm going to tell you about the worst L I've taken in a decade.
Really?
In a decade. Probably longer.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
If you look at Louisville's schedule, as long as Malik Cunningham stays healthy, he has a better supporting cast than he did last year. Remember, last year he lost his two top receivers, his two top running backs. This year he's got his top running back back in Jalen Mitchell. They add in Tyon Evans from Tennessee. Receiving core, D. Wiggins comes in from Miami. Tyler Hudson comes in from Central Arkansas. And I think he's going to make a big impact this year. And they, of course, have the top receiver back in Marshawn Ford. The offensive line's a veteran group with four starters back. And defensively, seven starters back, I see improvement. So I think when you look at Louisville this year, to me, they look about like a nine-win team. And with Kentucky, pretty close to that. But they have to go on the road and play Florida on the road, Mississippi on the road, Tennessee on the road, and Georgia at home. So I've got them an underdog in four games this year, probably looking at about an eight-win season.
Patty Ice, Andy Sweeney. Nikki, do you know what jumped out of there at me? Because you looked a little busy, so I'm sure
you
missed.
Well, I heard that I played the sound earlier. Uh-huh. I played a snippet of that, shout out to Jack Grossman, during SportsCenter's. So I've heard the sound, but I'm drawing a blank.
There was no way you would get this one right. Patty Ice and Andy Sweeney, for you two gentlemen in particular. If I have to listen for the rest of my life, if I have to listen to a complimentary outside national beat writer or reporter give Louisville a compliment, if I went back and showed how many times, if any outside person says something good about Louisville, it sounds the exact same. Wow. Andy and Patty Ice.
Oh, where is that? Oh, man.
Wow.
Give me a sec. No, I'm going to
Don't put it together. Because I don't want to pick
out. Have a wow off.
I just wanted to put this out into the society. Society. Marcus Maven is tired of listening to Cat West. Everybody over there does it, too. Anytime I hear somebody say anything good about Louisville, all I hear is, wow. Look, now I'm gonna start putting my little stink on it too. Wow. Yeah.
And There it is.
Yeah, I'm like, why do y'all do that every single time? Because here's the problem, Nikki. You know as good as I do, if you're talking to somebody and you say, man, that girl's pretty good looking, you know? And you go, wow. It's like, well, is she not? Like, you know, like you automatically think.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah,
but,
right.
I mean,
like if I'm an outsider doing Louisville radio, and I say, hey, I think that Jalen Withers kid is going to be at least all second team ACC, and somebody and a local goes, wow, you're going to make me feel like I don't know anything about your local team, right? And it just the subconscious pullback that you're going to get. I'm like, y'all, stop saying wow. Stop saying wow.
Now, wait a minute. To be fair,
Jesus
Nick Valvano.
Christ. Go figure. To Nick, be fair, guy shows up.
I know. Nick Valvano, public defender here. I know, right? I need to play the people's court thing. I mean, if the FBI is saying that, putting them at 6-6, and Phil Steele comes in here and says that they got a chance to win 9.
Yeah, I trust Phil Steele.
I lean that way too. If I had to pick two of
there's a reason Andy Sweeney went out and got Phil Steele to be on his show.
But that's three whole wins, more than
the guy who, because Phil Steele knows more about football than FBI or anybody else who has us at 6 wins.
Well, I kind of chuckled with it because he's been on before. He gives good sound bites, but. You know, Andy obviously doesn't dislike him. I don't dislike
him. Who's paying
Phil Steele?
But
Locke could not stand Phil Steele.
Really?
That which I thought was kind of funny.
What's his problem with Phil Steele?
He just thought that a lot of his analysis was like kind of lazy or just generic and everything. And
that didn't sound generic to me, Locke. He had the roster. He had the returning. He gave the opening caveat. As long as Malik Cunningham stays healthy,
right.
He looked like he had stats and he had facts and he had analytics and he had all the perfect analysis to come to a conclusion of Louisville 9 wins. And Kentucky a step behind at 8.
I will say, if I had to pick what's more likely, 9 wins or 6, I'd lean 6, but
Because you're a hater too.
No, I'm not a hater, but I don't agree with six. Is what I'm saying. Yeah, I would probably put them. I don't want to get on the mixtape by going by saying
7.5.
That's kind of where my over.
I knew
is.
Brian Hall's ghost was gonna come in here. Time is on my side. I knew the Brian Hall. Lean the Brian Hall ride the fence until the last game of the year and decide, you know, I think they're gonna win nine. I always thought they could win nine. So here's the thing. The wow is funny. I took the biggest L. I want to know. Actually, I'll say this, Nikki. In a quiet room when nobody else is listening, that 3.5 point spread is the only reason I'm not gonna jump through that window. When you say I'd lean closer to six, 3.5 scares me about the over and under. That means the fix is in. Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Something on your mind? Hit us up on the UPS Jobs text line, 3831-939.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. This is what I want you to do, Nikki. I want you to find that rejoin, and I want you to delete it from the rotation. And I want you to never play that again.
What, Biggie?
I don't want that version because that is slow. It's off. And me being a child of the Biggie era, I can recognize that. Yeah, listen, that's a slow. Listen, I don't know if they tried to avoid getting dinged by YouTube and they slowed it down. Whatever BPMs, you know, by one, it's slow. That's not Biggie's. It's just slow. It sucks. And play a clean version too. Like play a clean version with some lyrics on it. Like you don't play Biggie with just instrumentals. I need to hear a little bit of that voice on that. So yeah, burn that. Do that. Okay. Add that loss to the list of other losses that I've been taking. Okay. For those of you who made it through the first segment, wondering what is Marcus Maben gonna confess. That don't sound faster to you? That's so much faster. Maybe it's just me.
I mean, maybe.
It's faster.
I'm literally just doing this for me. I'm being selfish right now.
Don't make me argue.
I'm being selfish right now. I'm being selfish. I'm just like, this is probably terrible radio. I'm sorry, Marcus, but I got to do this for me. I got to do this for me. All right, wait. Stop. All right. We're going to do this. We're doing science right now.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, ready? Simultaneous. 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
It's slower.
I think you might be right. It might be a tiny bit slow. Good ear. It did sound,
it's slow.
Yeah.
It's off. It's 100% off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Sorry, listeners. I know you didn't want to hear that, but I'm just telling you, burn that version. Yes, of course I got a good ear. It's Biggie. My goodness. Okay, so here's what's going on. Here's the problem. I took an L this morning that I'm ashamed of. But it was necessary. It was necessary for me to take this loss, for me to be humbled this morning. So, Nikki, I mean, listen, you've been around me long enough. I'm not. I'm a cool guy, you know. Listen, I seem to like you throw me in a situation,
right?
You know, I keep a level head. You know, I'm usually one of the cooler guys in the situation. You know. What's up there? You know, blah blah blah. You know, I famously got mad at my teammates for stopping practice to go shake Michael Jordan's hand. So it's fair to say, like, the mission is the mission. Okay, I don't care who walks into this gym. Practice, concentrate. Okay.
Did MJ respect that?
I don't know. I don't like him. Ever since that day, I've been pissed off of him. So I won't say I don't like him, but I'm mad at him and I'm mad at my teammates for what he said. So anyway, I'm cool in general. Nikki, I did something today. I can't tell you. I'm so ashamed of what I did today. Listeners of Middays, Marcus Maben, I was at the red light at McDonald's.
Okay.
Car pulls up beside me. I see the plates to confirm who it is. Almost like I'm in a crime drama, menace to society or something. I do a U-turn. I follow this gentleman.
Okay.
Gentleman parks. I get about halfway out of my car. I call him out. Coach! It's Danny Manning. I followed him over to the basketball office because I just wanted to talk to him for a second. Marcus, you don't turn and follow so you can go talk to coaches in the morning. I know that. I know that. I couldn't help myself, Nikki. I introduced myself, say, Coach, you know, you mind, you know, if I'll get you for a second? Sure. You know, introduce myself, you know, happy, you know, here, and, you know, small talk. Just really honored. Nikki, I just told you yesterday how I'm getting tired of people having to kiss the rings. Nikki, I get. Hey, y'all. I was starstruck. In awe of Danny Manning. That's not me. But you got to think, Nikki. Your first. It's like, okay. If Danny Manning, what year did he win the championship in Kansas? Was 85, 87? I mean, what?
Danny Manning, Kansas. Let's see here. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, what year did he win the championship? Please find it out for me.
Yeah, look at 88.
Okay. 88. Okay? You realize 88, Marcus is about 10 years old.
He was the MOP.
I know, Nikki.
I knew he was good. I didn't realize he was the MOP.
My first year. Listen, when I tell these stories, when I preach to the community and I say every year these games are important. They're the battle for the hearts and minds of 7 through 11, 8 through 12. You got to get those kids in those years. 88 means Marcus is 10 years old. This is my first year of I know the players. You know, I know the players all over college. This is prime baseball card, you know, psychology.
Right. Okay.
I'm a child and I'm watching Danny Manning. You know what I'm saying? He's awesome. I'm in. This basketball thing, I'm in.
Sold.
I mean, you got me. I like the Kansas. He did his thing. I liked his game. He said the right things. He was that dude. I couldn't help myself. Sir, that was the most creepiest thing I've done. Steve would be so proud. If Steve would have saw me, you can't imagine how he would have told y'all about seeing Marcus in that state. And, you know, he asked me, you know, what years you play? You know, I didn't even think to tell him I played with Reese. Coach Crumbs, you know, last 4 years. Small talk. And I'm just like, I can't believe that I'm sitting talking to Danny Manning. which is another reason I want to punch people. I don't know about Danny Manning. What he's got to do? He's the best.
All right. I've heard nothing but nice things about this entire coaching staff. Far be it from me to say anything ill about them. And I don't even think I'm saying anything ill about them. I'm just a little surprised. I mean, look, I'm not trying to pump your tires up a little bit here, but how does he not know who you are? Like when you say Maybin, you're still in the record books. I mean, we still have a really popular show. If I said Nick Valvano, I'd understand him not knowing me.
You want to know why? Because you've met people in your life, right?
Right.
And you don't hear them talk for the first 30 seconds. You're still sizing up the situation. There's no way he heard my name.
Okay, that's a good point.
In the first
that's a good
30
point.
Seconds.
That's why I'm kind of surprised. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, he's...
When somebody comes up and talks to me,
right?
I'm still in danger assessment mode.
Yeah.
If some, Hey, Marcus. Hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. Okay. Do you have a gun on you? Do you have a weapon on you? Are you a Kentucky fan? Do you want to try to punch me? Do you know, like
you're still doing the animal instinct kicks in where it's like...
So, you know what? People, introduce yourself. And when you meet me, introduce yourself as a to calm down the threat, make me feel comfortable, okay? And then introduce yourself again after the first 45 seconds. Because I guarantee I didn't hear your name in the beginning. I heard it, but I'm not going to remember it.
Right. How do you do that? We talked about the Maybin maneuver yesterday. It's actually a promo I just loaded, but... How do you do that without sounding like a douche? Because
you mean the double introduction?
The double introduction. You know, I feel like there's a little nuance in there. Otherwise, you're like the Robert Loggia sketch from Family Guy. You know, how do you spell that? Ah, as in Robert Loggia. O, as in, oh my God, it's Robert Loggia.
That is funny.
Look, B, as in, by God, that's Robert Loggia.
Listen, I know he didn't hear the original name because anybody pulling up in this parking lot on me like this is a threat for at least 30 to 45 seconds, right? So
that's the other thing. If you pull up on somebody, if it's not just like a, you know, bump into each other at a bar.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right. Like, say he was in full what's going on here mode. You know, you got to think, I pull up in a black car. I got a black hoodie on. I got the penthouse or penthouse. I got the pinstripe hat on. Like, who is this dude? You know, like. He just didn't know me at first glance, you know, and then I introduced myself. You know, can I grab you for a second? You know, blah, blah, blah. He's still in full risk assessment mode, and I'm in awe. And I don't want to sound like. So I'm trying to remain manly.
Right.
And alpha without, but I don't want to be threatening.
Right.
And I can't tell him how much I enjoy watching him play from day one. This is not the environment to do that. Right, I done came across everybody else. That's the one guy that I hadn't had a chance to run into. Shame, it's shameful. Now listen, now later on when I go see him at practice, I know who you are. You know, I just you caught me off guard. You know, probably like that. You know, but here's the thing, Nikki. He said one thing, and I think I'm violating circle of trust already. I have to tell y'all though, I'm sure he wouldn't mind, but it's still a violation.
To say, you know what happens when you assume.
Listen, what I'm about to tell y'all is pure speculation. This is unfair interpretation, and this is one of the second losses that I took today.
Okay.
I need you to tell me, is my interpretation valid, or is it just how it goes down? One of the last thing I said is, hey, coach, work the out of those kids. He said, and we got a lot of work to do. I said, oh, we suck. when Danny Manning tells you we got a lot of work to do, my stomach dropped because I don't know if he meant it. I don't know if he knows how it sounded. But I was looking in his eyes, Nikki, and he said, we got a lot of work to do. I said, oh, God.
Enjoy, you went zero to CBI really quick.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Mr. Manning, and thanks for your time. And I'm just going to go.
But see, okay.
I'm going to go cancel the show now.
I feel like he's doing his job, though.
I know, Nikki.
He's being the, you know.
Maybe not, though.
Well, he's being the older, wiser, you know, like, you know, he's being the stern father. Whereas maybe Nolan Smith would be like, you know, the excited older brother, you know, like a little. He'd be hyping him up a little more while Danny Manning still is like, I'm proud of these guys, but I can't let them get that big ahead. There's still a lot of work to do. Or also, it could be they suck. I don't know. It could be.
I want you to hear these. I'm a drummer, and every single time Nikki plays the instrumental, I get uncomfortable, cold chill. It's off just enough to annoy me.
What?
The biggie, the
hypnotized one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Texter, for confirming
Fair
that.
Fair enough.
And I don't think they were being mean to you or anything.
Maybe. No, that is constructive criticism. I appreciate it.
Everybody looks like they want to make fun of me because he didn't know me. And I'm like, oh, that's humbling. Especially, but there's no way he was going to hear my name on the introduction. I haven't been over there with him over there. Nice thing about getting to be an OG here. Oh,
do you think he played it cool and he was like, I know exactly who you are?
It's possible.
Listen every day, but I can't let you be having.
Listen, I'm glad you did that. You threw me an alley-oop on that one, and I'm gonna say maybe. Listen, well, he's a damn ventriloquist if he was playing it cool. But Nikki, am I allowed to tell on the radio that he said we got a lot of work to do?
Well,
or is that what every coach is going to say?
I feel like every. That's a safe bet. It's a safe play. Because no bulletin board material. It's keeping the guys humble. It's also if everyone is a dog and they're already dogs.
Texas says, we got a lot of work to do. It means you're holding me up. Oh, maybe.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Maybe.
It could have been a polite, get the hell out of my way. We got that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a body language expert. It wasn't that. Mm. He was just sizing me up.
By the way, I fell down a wormhole this morning, and I hadn't woken up yet doing Diener Show. And it was there's a story evidently about Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb not getting along on the Today Show, and they brought in a body language expert. Because I mean, you know, they're doing the fake it till you make it on the camera. But still, you know, that's hilarious, Savannah. Thanks, Hoda. And then their body language is saying, I am going to stab this bitch the second we get off the camera. You know,
okay.
So, there is something to the science of body language.
Yeah, like I said, and again.
Then there's other times I'm cold. That's why I'm crossing my arms.
I've been in Danny Manning's shoes 1,000,000 times. I know the tempo of the threat assessment. Of somebody just happy to meet you, I'm familiar with that cha-cha, you know what I'm saying?
It's, cha-cha.
Yeah, it's the hey, it's the approach. It's right. The hey.
While it's happened less to me, I do kind of know what you're talking
right,
about.
Right,
yes.
Right. And listen, there's the hands up, just hey, nothing up my sleeves.
Right.
It's the alpha male approach. You know what I'm saying? Just like hey, I want you to know I'm approaching you with no malice. You know, hands up. Oh, you know, hey, I just want to take a second. You extend your hand and, you know, hey, introduction. Okay, you size everything up. Okay, there's nothing around you. No, look, passenger seating, nobody over there. You know what I'm saying?
The quick scan.
Yeah. I mean, in other situations, this sounds insane. You know, it's like you shouldn't have to always do threat assessment, you know, but when you're meeting so many, when you meet so many people on a daily basis, you have to be quick.
This is how I know you're going to live longer than me, because my threat assessment is like, is that a gun? It's a sandwich. They're good.
right.
Easily could kill me.
So yeah, his shoulders, once he scanned, his shoulders relaxed. Once he looked over over the landscape, you're not occupying me. Yeah, okay. When we start asking about, when somebody asks years that you play, okay, now they're like, okay, we're talking now. You know what I'm saying? So then I did the I don't want to hold you up thing, but I was obligated to stop, tell you, you know,
right.
It's an honor. Great to have you here, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I was already, I don't want to hold
come
you
on
up.
The show. did you plant the seed?
I didn't.
You're better man than me.
Is that my job?
No, like, look, I'm not going to toot my own horn here. Like, I'm not scared to text anybody.
Right.
Seriously, if I got J-Law's number right now, your boy would be chesty AF.
But on text.
On text. A professional, you know, I used to get nervous, but now, there's still a couple times I'll be like, this is kind of cool. But, you know, I'm confident in the text. But in person, I go straight back to middle school, bro. We had Donovan Mitchell outside on the sidewalk. And I was like, oh, we got to get him on the air. And PJ was like, Perrin was here. And he was like, Nick, you're being kind of awkward. You want me to go talk to him? And he was like, I'm not going to necessarily get him on the air. Mm-hmm. But, you know, cause I'll try to fill him out.
Yeah.
And he went over there. And I could see that, like, PJ had it,
yep.
like, the question cocked and ready to answer,
yep.
like, ask. And then he kind of pulled back.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, man, PJ's not going to do it now. Like, but, you know, he's feeling him out. And so I didn't know what to do. And someone had dropped off cupcakes. So I went out there and I was like, oh, hey, Donovan, want a cupcake? And he like looked at me and he was like, nah, bro, thanks. And I just was like, okay. And I went back
That's
inside.
A loss.
And yeah, and That's I, went, a loss. I went in and I was like, wow, you nailed it. Nailed it. Like, I don't know what my end game was there. He's like, oh, wow, yeah, I'd love a cupcake. Hey, do you guys do radio here?
Right.
Like, I don't know what my thought was, what the end game was.
But here's
there.
The thing. He knows that I'm going to be seeing him soon. I'll put it this way. We ended the conversation with him knowing you'll be seeing me soon. Very, very soon. So, people, I don't book guests ahead of time. He'll be on.
Yeah, there it is. That a baby.
Listen,
that
go, baby. Yeah, listen, play us out so we can talk some real sports. It's almost August. I heard Blake and Baker and Diener talking about kids going back to school in 2 weeks and
disgusting.
And I'm looking at the texters and they say Fabio is the bootleg LaMelo ball. We're in good shape. I didn't know if that was cap or not until I read the rest of it. We'll have some conversation about that. Roll along with Desmond Marcus Babin on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.